Well, the crisis averted for now, at least. It turns out the votes were there in the House last night as Congress passed a compromise bill that maintains tax cuts for individuals making less than $400,000 and couples making less than $450,000. The bill also extends unemployment insurance for another year for nearly 2 million people. One Democrat, though, voting against the bill, Virginia Congressman Jim Moran.
We're going to look back on this night and regret it.
Joining us live this morning, Rachel Smolkin, Deputy Managing Editor for Politico. Rachel, a lot of people think this is not much of an accomplishment at all because we're facing a deadline again very shortly.
That's right. After this wild New Year's break, all of Washington now needs a New Year's break, and we don't have all that much to show for it. We do have a deal with sort of the bare minimum accomplishments. It does raise tax rates on annual family income above $450,000. That's a victory for the president, though not the complete victory that he sought. And Obama talked about that. He spoke just after the House voted, after this topsy-turvy day in the nation's capital, and he said, "We recognize the law is just one step." And he said, unfortunately, there just wasn't enough support for the kind of large agreement in this lame duck session of Congress.
And again, we're going to be having to come to a larger agreement in the coming months. Do Republicans actually hold the cards at this point? They've been slammed for not getting any of these spending cuts that they wanted, but will they have more of a hand to deal from when we come to this next deadline, or have they already kind of used up all their capital?
Well, they're certainly going to try to have the leverage, and they would like to think they do. The president has said he will not negotiate around the debt ceiling. He said that, again, very firmly last night when he spoke that there could be catastrophic consequences. But that's coming up very soon. They're going to once again have to talk about lifting the nation's borrowing authority early next year. And this sequester, the across-the-board spending cuts we've been hearing so much about, they only managed to push that back for two short months. So really what they've done is not avert the fiscal cliff, but just push it back for, you know, a couple of weeks now in the new year. So lots more to come on that. And this was a very bitter debate. We have a Reconstruction behind-the-scenes account on Politico this morning that shows just how bitter this fight was, including House Speaker John Boehner using expletives toward the Senate House Majority Leader Harry Reid just steps outside the Oval Office.
All of this is not going to help at all in a couple of months when we have the same fight over again.
Absolutely not. It's not a very auspicious way to ring in the new year in Washington. They always seem to just claw their way out in the nick of time, and this deal was brought about because of a late intervention by two Senate veterans. Of course, that's Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Vice President Joe Biden. If that sounds familiar, it's because the two of them came to the rescue the last time Washington faced a crisis, and of course, we'll be looking for their involvement again, but just scraping by each time with these deals and really pushing back a lot of things to deal with.
What does this say about the current state of leadership? There were the leaders who were able to get the Senate deal done, Biden and McConnell, as you mentioned, but John Boehner's future could be in question for some people.
John Boehner's future at this point seems solid. However, this was a big struggle for him. We all saw his failure, just before the holiday with his Plan B approach, this approach that he was going to try to push through. He had to pull entirely. He just didn't have the votes for it. And even yesterday, just a topsy-turvy day for him, and it looked like this entire thing might fall apart. He struggled to sell the deal to conservatives, and he couldn't get a majority of Republicans who supported it. It finally passed with 172 Democrats and only 85 Republicans in the House. And there was a split among the leadership as well. Majority Leader Eric Cantor from Virginia voted the other way on the bill. He opposed it.
More excitement to come. Rachel, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Rachel Smolkin, Deputy Managing Editor for Politico.